You're listening to Real World News.
Pacific Rim accuses environmental organizations of crimes in Cabañas Department in Salvador. Salvadoran communities warn that each time the Canadian mining company charges at the activists, there are crimes and violent acts, and at the same time, they demand guarantees from the government. If anything happens to us or our families, Pacific Rim is to blame, said Francisco Pineda, president of the Cabañas Environmental Committee, in a press conference. He made reference to the fact that these attacks by the mining company had resulted in murders of leaders of the resistance before. On Saturday, judicial authorities summoned 7 members of the Cabañas Environmental Committee who were accused by the mining company of theft, damage to private property, and kidnapping. Pineda also called the Human Rights Office to pay attention to the attacks by the Canadian company, which was prevented by a governmental institution from continuing its operations in response to the resistance and denunciations of the community. We expect nothing from the company, but we are even more upset with the authorities of the state which are playing along, said Pineda. The press conference was carried out together with Friends of the Earth international organization CESTA. Meanwhile, Miguel Ángel Fuentes, member of the committee, expressed his concern over the safety of his partners and made reference to the crimes that took place last year. My family is afraid. They say don't go. But how can I stand still when my country is at stake? Said the activist. He also said that mining companies affect communities and expressed his concern over the fact that there are over more than 70 new applications being considered. Meanwhile, another mining company, U.S. Commerce, filed a complaint worth $100 million against El Salvador after the company was denied an exploitation permit in the Central American country. According to lapagina.com.sv, the Environment and Natural Resources Ministry suspended Commerce's exploitation license in 2003 during Francisco Flores' administration for considering that the company was responsible for the pollution of San Sebastian River with cyanide, heavy metals, mercury, and acids. The complaint was filed to the International Center for Settlement of Investment Disputes of the World Bank.
You're listening to Real World News.